Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Today, Russ Bosa back from the hamstring, or, you know, you look at individual cases like that. It's not a win or go home type of situation. You know, you still have a strong playoff chance, even if you don't win this game. Of course, your chances at, you know, winning the division go down even further. I think I saw it at about 17% or 18% today. They want to go win this game and do everything they can and put themselves in a position that if New England slips up and we stay hot, we can potentially win the division.
Eric Wood from earlier, I have been kind of taking on the attitude yesterday and today that yesterday's game was not that important. Maybe I've gone a little bit too far. I mean, this would not have ruined their season or anything had they lost, although we'd still be asking, like, if you will, the tough questions about them. Really not today because they got out with a win. But still, playoff chances-wise, it's really only Indianapolis. Like, there's eight teams that are 500 or better right now, and the Bills are at 9-4. So their playoff odds, which already were 90%, got better, but I'm not sure how much better they would have gotten.
It was
yesterday.
Not a maximum leverage game by any means for them yesterday.
And, you know, the division odds are pretty thin. Like, the Patriots will have to lose not only to the Bills, but to either Miami or the Jets in their final two games. The Jets game is first. At the Jets and then home to Miami to end the season. Even if New England lost to the Bills and Ravens, the best the Bills could do there is tie them through, what is that, 15 games at that point with two left, and then you would still need New England to falter again. By the way, it was announced today that the Patriots game with the Ravens in week 16 is going to Sunday night, replacing Cincinnati at Miami. I had it written down today that the Dolphins are in prime time the next 2 weeks. They're not anymore.
No, they changed.
They are this week at Pittsburgh on Monday night is Miami. But that week 16 game with the Bengals has been moved to 1 o'clock. I guess that's good.
Yeah.
Way more interesting.
Yes.
Patriots-Ravens.
Yes.
This year?
By a lot, yeah.
By a lot.
Yeah. And especially for us, like even, you know, knowing that we need them to, you know, drop one of those last two, still, like, it's going to feel much more real if we can all watch the Ravens beat the Patriots on Sunday Night Football, provided the Bills have held serve and kept winning, of course.
What about Baltimore now? It doesn't surprise me that they lost to Pittsburgh, even with what Pittsburgh looked like against the Bills. You know how the league works. It's not always the same matchups and just gate bounces. The Ravens got a couple of really bad breaks, it sounded like yesterday.
There were some tough calls. There's a fumble play where Rodgers is I think a pass got batted and he caught it, and it was ruled that he had possession, even though I think the Baltimore guy came down with it. Ultimately, they kind of wrestled a little, so tie goes to the offense type of thing maybe happened. The more egregious play was a likely touchdown reception, I think pretty late, when they're down five is when that play happened, and likely makes a, you know, makes a catch, and just before he can make the proverbial football move, I guess, the defender got it out of there on him. And even though he had 1 foot, 2 feet, there wasn't enough of a football move. It's just one of those what is a catch plays, quintessentially. And I don't even know. I guess I understand the interpretation of the rule, but I feel like we've all seen a play like that be ruled a catch, which is maddening. But anyway, it they got hurt by a couple of plays that could have been big swings.
And there was a penalty called on a field goal attempt that the league, John Harbaugh says, admitted to him was wrong. And so it allowed Pittsburgh to keep the drive alive, and they scored a touchdown instead of a field goal. My guy Ben Gretsch, who was with the ship-chasing team for a long time, tweeted today, "I still can't believe the likely touchdown got overturned. Ranted last night, there needs to be an element if a player doesn't, quote, perform an act common to the game, end quote, because he doesn't need to. Having the ball long enough to do so is enough." And then Ben writes, "Turns out that actually is the rule." And he shows the rule book. A player who makes, I'm sorry for this. This is where we just really hate our lives with this stuff. A player who makes a catch may advance the ball. A forward pass is complete if a player, I'm trying to shorten it, who is inbounds, A, secures control of the ball in his hands or arms prior to the ball touching the ground. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
That seems right. It seems intuitive.
Yeah.
And B, touches the ground inbounds with both feet or with any part of his body other than his hands. Right.
Uh-huh.
And C, hold on, everybody. After A and B have been fulfilled, clearly performs any act common to the game. For example, extend the ball forward, take an additional step, tuck the ball away and turn upfield, or avoid or ward off an opponent, or he maintains control of the ball long enough to do so. So the rule book literally says you don't have to do that other thing. The step, the third step, reach the football move. Let's just call that.
Right, right.
Every announcer tells you now the football move. The rule book literally says you can still have a catch without that as long as you have had the ball long enough.
To have done it even if you didn't.
To not need to do it. Like if I catch, listen to this. Don't even, it doesn't have to be me, right? I'm not trying to distract you by the thought of me being on an NFL field. Let's make it, who do you want? Khalil Shakir.
Okay.
Khalil Shakir is open. Well, all right. Now, just
Mike, this
just
really,
get through it.
You and your fantasy football.
I got to just get through it. Khalil Shakir catches the ball in the middle of the field, and no one's around, and he decides just to stand there.
Doesn't make any moves.
Until somebody comes over and knocks the... He's gone numb. He's just standing in the field. He doesn't know what to do. He's caught the ball. He's just standing there. No movement. Somebody comes over, knocks the ball out of his hands. That's a completed pass. Because even though he did not
make a
thing,
football move,
he had the ball...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Reasonably long enough that he could have.
And that's what I think is being asserted likely did last
night. It's exactly what that was.
Or yesterday afternoon.
And it's in the rules.
Yeah.
So that should count.
Yeah.
And they overturned it.
Right.
Not only.
They ruled it a touchdown.
They ruled it a touchdown. Clear and obvious. Hi, here's clear and obvious over here. Waving futilely to the masses as if that ever mattered either. Overturned. Despite what the rules say. Oh, my God. I mean, this stuff.
Pour one out for the Ravens.
What was it last night that made me? You had the offensive pass interference against Ferguson for Dallas on Thursday in Detroit, which was insane.
Right. Yeah.
There was something else yesterday. I don't know. I think it's most games. I think in most games, although maybe not Bills-Bengals, there's a play that you can just, like, being a reasonable person, go, there's no way that makes sense. Interference calls, holding, roughing the passer. Holy cow, roughing the passer. Watch an old game. You won't believe what wasn't roughing the passer.
Right.
Who was I watching recently? Washington and somebody. Just because we have an author coming up on Wednesday who wrote a new book on Summerall and Madden. And I've just been in the mood to listen to them lately and watch a couple of their games. It's tremendous. Which, by the way, Summerall never raises his voice or really, like, never shouts. And you never have a hard time hearing him.
Well,
should really probably say something.
All-time voice.
For starters. That'll be on Wednesday at 4, by the way. Rich Podolsky, I think, is the author's name. So we'll make sure we know by Wednesday. The book is great. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, Football Monday, 803-0550. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.